Menachos, Perkei Mishnah Beis. We're continuing the inyan of Menachos being made b'hakpoda b'matzav aloy b'chometz, except for a few exceptions. Kol ha-menachos niloishos b'poshim. They're kneaded with warm water. Where does water come to a kav mincha? The Rishonim explained that when the soilus is kneaded together with a little bit oil that was there, it doesn't knead well to make a proper mixture. So a little bit of water has to be put in order that the texture should be the right way. So maybe a little bit of water could be machmitz. If it's poshrin, umeshamron shalo yachmitzu, they keep on kneading it the same way we do by matzah when we bake, in order that it shouldn't rise right away, until the afia, or until the tigun, the frying, depending on which kavim mincha it is, in order that it shouldn't become chametz. V'mechmitzu shioreo, oive b'loisaseh. If the shirayim were not chametz, even though the hakrova was kosher, because if it was nechmatz, then it's posel l'mincha, but even afterwards, and we're talking over here only about something that could be nischametz after the hakrova, it's only a mincha soilus. The other ones are baked beforehand. But by the mincha soilus, the pasuk says, lo yisei ofeh chometz, shouldn't be baked, chelkom nosati oisa meishoi, and Chazal darshin that the lo yisei ofeh chometz chelkom, the chelkom is going on the chelek ha'achila, the shirayim, even that shouldn't be b'chometz. This is where the Rav brings the drash from the Gemara. Oive b'loisa seh, shenema kol ha'mincha shatekiv l'ashem, lo yisei ofeh chometz, v'chayoven al lishoso, v'al arichoso, v'al afioso. So it's not only that the mincha becomes posel, it's that it's also to be oisik in a maisa asiyas mincha la'acha shenechmatz. So we're talking over here, what happens if the mincha would become nischamit? Let's say it was left over and it became nischamit. It's also to be oisik in it. It's also to be oisik belishod, kneading the dough. Arichoso is rolling it out and preparing it. And afiyasa, putting it in the oven. All the pu'ulois on the minchush and the schametz are also. Mishneh Gimel. Yesh tu'unois shemen levoino. Amongst the different types of carbon mincha, which we're going to see, there are those that need shemen ulevoino. Shemen veloy levoino. Levoino veloy shemen. Loy shemen veloy levoino. So there have to be at least four variations. Ve'elu tu'unois shemen ulevoino. The standard mincha that needs a shemen levoino is like this. Minchas HaSoilus. This is a standard Korban Mincha. There's actually a Machloikis in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. If somebody says, Harei Olai Mincha, could he bring whichever one he wants? Or he can only bring Soilus? The Rav over here Soisim, and they point out, that's only if you want the Shittas and probably Shaloi Kalocha. But that's the standard Mincha, is where it's not baked before the Hakrova. There's the soilus, there's the shemen, it's mixed together with the shemen. Levoin is put on it. Machvas, minchas, machvas, which was made in a kli, and that was prepared already before in Macheshes, and is really the same thing as a machvas, except that one is a deeper kli, and one is a thinner kli, a flatter kli. The machvas is like a frying pan, Macheshes is more like a deep fry. Hachalois v'horikikin. Chalas and Rikikin is also two different types that's described over there in the Pasuk. Minchas Mafe, the Torah calls it. It means either Chalas or Rikikin. The difference is only whether they're mixed with Shemen or whether they're smeared with Shemen on the top. That's the difference between the two. So both of them, again, have Shemen and you put on Levain also. Minchas Koyanim. The Minchas Koyanim, a Koyin who's menad of any of them, there's really no difference between the Koyin's Mincha and any other Mincha, except that the Kmitza is not done and it's Hukrav Kolu. There's no Shirayim. But as far as the ingredients are concerned, it's the same thing. Minchas Koyin HaMashiach, that we learned about before, the Minchas Chavitin, that's also brought with Shemen, with Levoino. Minchas Goyim, if a Goy gives a carbon Mincha also, it's with Shemen and Levoino. Uminchas Noshim, a woman, which again is the same carbon mincha. What's the chiddush over here, Minchas Noshim? Because we mentioned Minchas Koinim, so we point out also different Mevi'im. There's really no difference between them. Minchas Oimer, the carbon Oimer also is with Shemen and Levoina. Minchas Oimer, of course, is with Sa'irim, not with Chitim. Minchas Nesachim is the mincha that's brought as an auxiliary together with a zevach. Tuna shemen ve'in tuna levoina. Levoina is only in a korban mincha, not in minchas nesachim. Lechem aponim, which was put on the shulchan every Shabbos, ton levoina, it has the bezicha levoina ve'in ton shemen. There's no shemen there. Shtei alechem, minchas choyte and minchas knois, loy shemen ve'loy levoina. Minchas choyte, minchas knois is a lav, because the shemen and levoina denote some level of luxury, and minchas knois, which is a mincha v'soyte, and minchas choyte, which is a chelik of the carbon oil of Yod, since it's coming on Aveira, it doesn't have anything to enhance it. The Torah says, lo yitno leo shemen ulavoyno. The shtei alechem is not a lav, but it's just that's not what's included in it.